朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
然后我们跳下来。
And then let's go down.
我们读二十一节。
Verse 21.
你看，又是眼睛啊！今天眼睛是明星啊。
Now we see the eyes talking again.
眼睛对手说。
And so the eye says to the hand.
我用不着你。
I have no need of you.
头也不能对脚说。
And the head cannot say to the foot.
我用不着你。
I have no need of you.
那我仍然在这里问。
And I want to ask again.
如果眼睛跟手你要挑一个的话，你会挑哪一个？
If you have to choose between your eyes and your hands, which one would you choose?
那这个可能难一点，然后下一个头跟脚你要哪一个？
And your head and your foot. You're between your head and your foot. Which one would you pick?
如果你要断头跟断一根脚，你要哪一个？
If you're gonna sever your head or sever one of your legs or your foot, which one would you pick?
所以很明显，头比脚重要嘛。
All of a sudden, you discover your head's very important.
那你不能因为你重要，你就说我不需要你。
And just because the head is more important than the foot, the head can't say to the foot, I have no need of you.
你能够体会到这种感觉吗？
Can you begin to understand?
你这个故事读过去很 plain 的例子，我们都懂嘛。
And we read through these; they're very simple, they're very plain examples.
当你真正带到教会生活的时候，这种事情到处都在发生，对不对？
When we bring it into church life, we begin to discover well, these things all of a sudden become very real.
你看到多少明星讲员，他是觉得自己的职事被发挥就好了，他不管别人。
And the very, very famous speakers, they just want to excel their own ministry. They don't really care about anybody else.
我就听过一个传道人讲到，他说我们教会的门前门是开的，后门开的，窗户也是开的，不喜欢走。
And we heard what a speaker particularly said that, you know, our front door is open, our back door is open, the windows are open. If you don't like this particular church, go and leave.
这就是头对脚说我不需要你。
And this is the head saying to the foot, I have no need of you.
这就是眼对手说我不需要你。
This is when the eye says to the hand, I have no need of you.
然后请你注意到哈，当眼在对手或是头在对脚说我不需要你。
And pay attention when the eye says to the hand and when the head says to the foot, I have no need of you.
跟说我们不需要你，这两个有没有不同？
Is there a difference between I don't need of you or we have no need of you?
他没有资格代表身体说我不需要你。
This particular member has no right to represent the rest of the body to say I have no need of you.
可能在他个人的服事上没有跟他有直接的关系。
Perhaps in his own ministry, in his own function, he has no direct correlation with the other member.
可能脚对头没有那么直，其实不可能没有关系，就算没有那么直接的关系。
Perhaps the foot doesn't have a direct correlation with the head.
就算你觉得你不需要它。
Even if you think you don't need this other individual.
你没有资格代表身体说我们不需要你。
You have no right to represent the body and saying we have no need of you.
因为身体需要每一个肢体。
Because the body is in need of every member.
所以我们在这里看见第一个，肢体永远不能够离开身体的。
So we see once again, no one member can depart from the body.
第二方面，我们看见肢体彼此相需，好，彼此需要，缺一个都不可以。
And secondly, we see that the members are in need of one another. We cannot dismiss anyone.
所以我上次讲过，在家里面如果有三个孩子，常常是老哪一个人最被忽略？
And
老二，你们都懂哈。我们中间当老二的举手，好吧？
And we said,
哦，这么多啊。
We often say that in the family of three kids, the one that's neglected most is the middle child.
再举一次，弟兄姊妹多看他们，要多给他们一点爱。
For those of you who are English speaking, are you a middle child?
他们这些人都是从小比较缺乏爱的。
You will receive more love. You will be lavished more love because you lack more love.
老大是爸爸的心肝，老幺是爸�ba的宝贝。
And the oldest is the and the youngest are both precious to their dad.
所以老二常常自卑，觉得我只是个盲肠。
So the middle child often thinks that he's just an appendix.
但是圣经上 very good 哈。你心肝宝贝今天讲什么
？Precious.
Precious 啊，不是在讲 liver 啊
？No. Okay. The older one's the heart, the younger one's the liver. How's that? That's better. And the middle one's the appendix.
但是圣经上是每一个都重要。
But the scripture says everyone is important.
对基督来说，每一个都重要。
As to Christ, everyone is important.
虽然的确我们的功用可能不一样。
And perhaps we all function differently.
而且其实有很多人他的功用是隐藏的。
And for many people, their function is hidden.
你看我们的内脏没有一个给人家看到吗
our inner organs, no one sees it, right?
但是它的重要性一点不输外体。
But its importance doesn't lack any of the outward members.
你知道我们心跳一天跳几下吗
Do you know how many times your heart beat in a day?
怎么搞的第一个摇头的居然是 Dr. Huang
南村 is the first one, is it 南村？
如果你是个健康的成人，一天心跳平均十万次。
If you're a normal, healthy individual, your heart beats about 100,000 beats per day.
你知道我们里面的 blood 血液一天 travel 一天这样子跑多少 miles 吗
？Do you know your blood? How many miles does it actually run if it were to run?
你如果讲对的话，我一定送你礼物。
Some of you get it right, you will be awarded. Anybody?
但你不知道的时候，你的血液一直在那里 circulate， 一直在那里循环。你知道它 travel 多少 miles 吗
？Even while you're unaware of it, you know how many miles your blood is circulating, is traveling.
觉得十万 mile 的请举手。
10,000 miles, raise your hands.
就是或是小于十万 mile 的。
Okay, less than 10,000 miles, raise your hands.
这么多哈。
Okay.
五十万 mile 的请举手。
Around 50,000 miles, raise your hands.
又不少人举手。
A little more.
真这样子的话，你们都在医院里面。
If that is the case, then you guys would all be lying in the hospital right now.
168个 million, 就是1,680,000 mile.
168 million?
168 million miles.
168 million miles.
这是我从电脑上看的哈，所以如果错是他们错。
This is what I researched online, so if it's wrong, then they made the mistake.
那地球赤道一圈是多少？你知道吗
？What's the circumference of the greatest?
算了，不要浪费时间了。24,900多，大概25,000 miles.
About 25,000 miles.
所以你的血一整天下来，它已经 travel 整个世界已经6,000多次，6,700次。
And it travel around the Earth about 6,000-7,000 times in one day.
你根本都不会感觉到它。
You don't sense that.
但是它都在做事情。
But it is doing. It is
所以弟兄姊妹，我们身上没有一个在神的眼中是可以少的。
Friends, there's not one member of this body that we could do without.
那个比较是没有意义的。
To compare with one another is meaningless.
是不需要的，是不可以的。
It is unnecessary. It is not. We cannot do it.
从身体讲，我们都能明白，但是在神家里面就是有。
From the perspective of the body, we all understand. But when we apply it to the house of God, we see the problem.
所以我们要从身体里面来看成全圣徒。
So from the body, we once again want to look at this aspect of equipping the saints.
我们希望每一个部分都正常。
And we pray that every part is normal.
再来，我们看到肢体，所以讲到第三个点。肢体要彼此相爱，彼此相助。
So when we come to this third point, that the member needs to love one another and help one another.
所以我们身上的肢体，看为不体面的，要越发给他加上体面；不俊美的，越发得着俊美。
The members that are less honorable, we bestow greater honor, and those who are unpleasant parts with greater modesty.
不仅仅圣经教导我们这么做
，Not only does the Bible teach us so,
连神自己都这么做。
Even God Himself does the same.
所以在这里他说，神配他这个身子，把加倍的体面给那有。
And so it says that God composed the body, giving greater honor to the parts which lacks it.
弟兄姊妹，这是神做的事情。
And this is what God is doing.
但是你却发现在神家里面，我们常常喜欢揭发人家的丑陋。
And you discover that in God's house, sometimes we like to expose the ugliness of one another.
我们喜欢暴露人家的软弱。
We like to dispose the expose the weaknesses of others.
所以我说我们不够认识身体。
So I say again, we do not understand the body well enough.
所以我请求那些在背后喜欢批评论断的人，请你们真正要好好到主面前祷告。
And I ask.Brothers and sisters, you are those who are criticizing in the background. I ask you.
没有资格这样骂你的弟兄和姊妹。
You have no right to scold your brother and sister.
你应该保护他的。
You are supposed to protect him.
你看到教会的难处，起来堵住破口。
You see such a problem, you need to rise up to take care of that problem.
你要去 cover 教会。
You need to cover the church.
我不是说要隐藏罪恶哈。
I'm not talking about hiding sin.
教会要被洁净。
And the church needs to be cleansed.
但是我们之间要有真实的爱呀。
Between one another, we need to have a genuine love.
真的像一个身体一样。
Truly like a body.
你看你的身体，如果一个肢体受伤的话
，and if one member of your body is harmed,
你一定全心的去保护它。
Or if it's hurt, your whole heart is there protecting it.
大拇指指甲被拔掉了。
And if, let's say somebody pulled out one of the nails on your foot.
你整个人走路都会慢慢走。
And all of a sudden, your entire movement becomes very slow.
你洗澡的时候把它特别包着，不让水去伤害它。
And when you're taking a shower, you may wrap it up so that it doesn't get infected.
只要有人靠近你。 你都会很小心的让它不要被踩到。
And anybody who draws near to you, maybe you're protect that toe so they won't be stepped on. 你整个的心
都在他的身上。
Your entire heart and your mind is on that member.
弟兄姊妹，这是身体啊。
Brother and sister, this is the body.
你看我那么多年脸肿那么大的瘤啊。
And for many years, I have this big tumor on my face.
我每次要遮脸的时候，我一定是遮这样子看人家。
And every time I hide my face, I always hide my left side.
我不需要再去遮我的那个漂亮的脸。
I don't need that.
不，正常的脸，不是。
I don't need to hide my beautiful right face.
Normal right face,
regular. My normal right face.
我常常就是需要这样子。
And oftentimes I would lean to my left.
遮羞嘛。
And because I want to hide it.
你看长胎记长到这边，那个刘海是遮着你呢，还是遮着你把它露出来呢
？And you have a big birthmark on your right forehead. Do you have your bangs swing to the right or do you have it swing to the left?
啊，那答案都很清楚 ，right?
Everybody's got a clear answer, right?
你看女人头发就把它遮住了。
And so women oftentimes you would swing your hair in one direction to cover it.
啊，有一次有一个牧师在帮一对新郎新娘证婚的时候。
And so a pastor was officiating a wedding.
在交换戒指啊。
And they were in the process of exchanging the ring.
那个新郎很紧张，就把它套到他的右手去了。
And so the groom was very nervous and put the ring on the right hand of the bride.
那应该是挂左手，对不对？对吗？
It should be on the left hand.
结果他不小心挂成右手了。
And he accidentally put it on the right.
啊，所以那个牧师很幽默的跟他讲，他说你的右手已经够好了，把它挂到左手去。
And so the pastor said to him, the right hand is good enough. Now put it on the left.
啊，因为人重视的都是右手，除了像 David 是 left-handed 啊。
And all of us, most of us who are right-handed, we pay more attention to our right hand.
啊，大家注意力或者他的功用都是右手做的比较多。
And the right hand seems to be more functional, doing a lot more stuff.
所以那个牧师很幽默的化解那个局面。就是你的右手已经够好了，挂到左手上了。
And so the pastor humorously spoke to the groom and said, "The right hand is good enough. Put the ring on the left."
弟兄姊妹在教会里面常常是这样。
And oftentimes the church should be the same.
啊，我们需要能够更多的去扶持、去帮助我们弱的地方。
We need to minister those particular areas that's particularly weak.
那最后讲到肢体彼此相顾，同甘共苦。
And lastly, the members are mindful of one another. We suffer together. We rejoice together.
他说，肢体若一个肢体受苦，所有肢体一同受苦；一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同快乐。
So if one member is suffering, then all we all suffer. If one rejoices, then we all rejoice.
啊，所以当我们一个肢体犯罪的时候
，So when one particular member is in sin,
其实全身都会一起受苦的。
The whole body will suffer with him.
啊，这是指的属灵上来说的。
This is speaking of it spiritually.
啊，虽然可能你一个人快乐，全身一同受苦。
Perhaps you are rejoicing at the very moment, but the whole body is suffering with you.
当你在享受最终之乐的时候，其实全身一同受苦。
When you are rejoicing or enjoying that momentary pleasure in sin, but the whole body is suffering.
啊，所以这是我讲的第一部分哈。我们在基督里面，我们都是基督的身子，这都不可以少的。
So this first portion speaks of the fact that we're all members of the one body, and no one can be done do without.
底下我们讲到，我们有各自作为肢体。
And then now I want to focus on the fact that we are all also individually members.
就是我们虽然是同一个身子，但是肢体却各有各的功用。
Yes, we are of the same body, but every member has its own functions.
那我刚才已经讲过的心脏你看不到，可是它却一天跳了十万次。
And yes, the heart you do not see, but in a particular day it will beat 100,000 times.
它的血这样子的 travel 这么长的路。
And the blood will travel this long distance.
我们彼此在不注意的时候，它一天呼吸了23,000次。
While we're not paying attention, we're breathing 23,000 times.
啊，所以在这里讲到身子，圣经上告诉我们十二节，身子只有一个，但是却有许多的肢体。
And verse 12 it says the body is one and has many members.
啊，虽然 unity， 但是却是 was that。Diversity.
Yes, well, we are. There is unity, but there is also diversity.
身子原不是一个肢体，乃是许多肢体。
And the body is not composed of one member, but many members.
十七节说，如果全身是眼，你哪里可以听声音呢？全身是耳，哪里可以闻味道呢？
So verse 17 it says, if the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? And
好，所以这些我就不读，我们等到将来说从恩赐的角度看成全圣徒的时候，我们再回来啊。
I will not go into detail, but later on when we talk about giftings, we'll come back and look at these verses.
所以我们每一个人都要知道自己在神的面前是神配，是神都给了我们每一个人有特别的功用。
And so God has set a particular function in each and every one of us.
都有特别的恩赐。
And that we each have a particular gift.
我们不仅仅要知道，而且要尽功用。
And not only do we need to know what that gift is, and we need to fully function it.
那第二件事情我们要知道的就是，是神在这里安排各个肢体，是神在这里配搭这个身子。
And secondly, we need to know that it is God Himself who sets each member and composes his body.
所以十二章十八节说到，如今神随着自己的意思，把肢体俱各安排在身上了。
So verse 18 it says, but now God has set the members, each one of them in the body, just as He pleased.
所以我们第一件事情要知道的就是你必须要顺服神的主权。
And the very first thing you need to understand through this verse is that you need to accept God's sovereignty.
那你如果是手，你就是手，你就不要去说我为什么不是眼。
And so if you are the hand, then why don't complain and say, God, how come I'm not the eye?
如果你不是口，你就是不是口，你就不要去当口。
If you're not the mouth, then don't try to be the mouth because God didn't set you to be the mouth.
你硬要当口，全身受苦。
And if you want to be the mouth when you're not, the whole body suffers.
我以前认识一个弟兄，他就是喜欢站讲台。
And I met a brother once, and he likes to stand on and speak and be on the pulpit.
但是当他每一次讲到的时候，我们全身都不舒服。
But every time he speaks, everybody is uncomfortable.
所以后来弟兄们实在受不了了，就只好去跟他交通。
So the brothers cannot endure it anymore. They went and talked.
那有的人他就是不是手。
And some people, they're not hands.
但是他硬要做手的事情。
But they want to do the things that the hands do.
所以我们要服在神的主权底下。
So we each need to come under the sovereignty of the Lord.
例如说你要用你的脚。
For example, you want to use your foot.
要去代替手。
And you want to use the foot to represent, to replace your hand.
你今天回家试一下，你就再也不会做。
Go home and just try it, and you'll never do it again.
你用你的脚去拿杯子。
Use your foot now to go grab a glass.
喝水。
To drink some water.
同样的咖啡。
Same cup of coffee.
你用脚喝喝看。
Try it.
你用你的脚回家拿筷子试试看。
Use your foot try to pick up a pair of chopsticks.
有一件事情你绝对做不到的。
There's something that you can never do.
你用你的脚给你背抓抓痒。
Go scratch your back with your foot.
Can you do it?
Can you do it?
那你不是手，为什么要当手
？If you're not the hand, why do you want to be the hand?
所以要服在神的主权底下。
So you need to come under the sovereignty of the Lord.
不要去跟别人比较。
Don't compare with others.
不要去抱怨。
Don't complain.
不要去增进。
Don't compete.
弟兄姊妹，身体的例子太容易明白，但是在教会里面却层出不穷。
Once again, I say the example of the body is so easily understood, but we see the problem that arises in the church.
接下来二十四节的后半
And the second portion of chapter, verse 24,
在这里说到俊美的肢体用不着装饰但是神配搭这个身子
And it says that the presentable parts have no need but God composed the body
所以刚才我们前面讲到要顺服神的主权
And so we talked aboutcoming under the sovereignty of the Lord.
但是这里是讲到要尊重神的智慧。
And now here, verse 24 talks about respecting God's wisdom.
要信任他的安排。
Trust his, what he has ordained.
他说是神在这里配搭这个身子。
And verse 24 says, God is the one who has composed the body.
弟兄姊妹，因为他爱人。
Because he loves us.
他为教会舍命了。
He gave his life for the church.
所以我们在这里要知道要顺服神的主权要信任他的安排。
So to trust God's sovereignty and to believe in what he has set in place.
然后第三个。
And thirdly,
在这里百节各按各职照着个体的功用彼此相助这是前一阵子以弗所书常引用的经文。
By what every joint supplies according to effective working by which every part does its share. We used this verse earlier in the earlier messages.
那你讲到百节各按各职。
And that every joint will bring forth its supply
照着个体的功用彼此相助
according to the effective working by which part is helping with one another
好在这里为的是要叫身体可以渐渐增长
and the very purpose is that it will cause the growth of the body
然后在爱中建立基督的身体
for the edification of the body of Christ in love
所以圣经上为什么要用身体来表号教会呢
so again we come to thisthe beginning, why do we use the body to describe the church?
因为它不是一个死的组织、有牧师有长老 有执事有什么什么什么
Because it's not a dead organization with a particular structure, their elders, their deacons, and so forth and so forth.
它是一个有生命的有机体、
It's an entity that is life, it's a living organism.
这个生命是伟大 基督的生命。
And the life of this living thing is the life of the glorious God and glorious Christ.
所以每一个肢体要在这里很健康的来尽他的功用。
So every member needs to very healthily function.
你只要有任何的肢体不尽功用的话
So as long as there one particular member that is not functioning
没有 我先不要讲不尽功用只要他不健康的 function 的话、
Let's just say let's not even talk about him not functioning He's not functioning healthily
已经会给我们带来很多的不舒服或者不方便了
will already bring about a lot of discomfort
那你怎么知道呢
So how do you know
我跟你讲你只要感觉到哪一个器官的存在就表示他生病了
And if youcan feel the existence of a particular member, then I will tell you there's a problem with that member.
有没有道理?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
我说你一天呼吸两万三千次。
When I say you breathe about 23,000 times a day,
当你感冒鼻塞的时候,
and when you are having a cold and you're all stuffed up,
或者有hay fever的时候,
or if you have a hay fever,
你会不会感觉到有鼻子存在?
Now all of a sudden you discover the nose exists, right?
很难呼吸。
Because it's so hard for me to breathe.
当你健健康康的时候,你不会感觉到鼻子在呼吸的。
When you're healthy, you don't discover that your nose is functioning, is breathing.
像我耳鸣
and when I sometimes I lose my hearing
已经十八年 not sometimes 我已经十八年从来没停过的
for 18 years I have this deafness in my ear
所以如果你突然有一天耳鸣的时候你会发现你突然觉得耳朵存在了表示你耳鸣或者耳朵出事情
if one day all of a sudden you discover you can't hear anything then you'll know that there's a problem with that member
如果你能够感觉到心跳的话表示什么
If you can all of a sudden feel your heartbeat,
不是你做坏事的，就是你心脏出问题了。
Either you've done something bad or there's something wrong with your heart.
对不对？
Isn't that right?
像我昨天晚上眼睛就干得不得了，我就发现我又发现我的眼睛了。
And my eyes was terribly dry last night. All of a sudden, I discovered I have eyes.
所以当你不健康的在那里 function 的时候，身体已经有感觉，已经受到 creation 了。
So when you're not healthily functioning, you discover that there's already something wrong. The body is suffering.
更不要说如果它不尽功用的话。
And not to say that that member is not functioning at all.
所以心跳一停呢那我们感谢主已经是好的无比了对不对
So if your heart stops beating, praise God, we are at a great place to be.
你的脚如果死掉的话那基本上就是要截肢了对不对
If your leg literally is dead, then the next step to take is to amputate it.
你不能再说 we are one.
You can't say that we are one anymore.
你把它留在那里，你就把全身都弄死掉了。
And you keep that member that is dead, then the whole body will die.
因为它的细菌、它的 bacteria 都会进到你其他的地方。
As bacteria, as all its harms will now infiltrate the entire body.
所以保罗在这里劝我们百节各按各职。
So Paul once again says that every member does its part.
要照着个体的功用。
That according to the effective working.
既然每一个人都有。
And since everybody has one.
而且既然是神给的、神安排的、神决定的。
God has ordained it, God has said it, God has given it to us.
我们的责任就是要尽功用。
That our responsibility is to function.
而且是为了帮助别人。
And for the sake of helping others.
为的是在爱中建立基督的身体。
So in love that we establish one another.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做彼此成全。
And this is equipping the saints, one another.
我们如果每一个人都尽自己的功用的话。
If we all...function the way we ought to function.
其实身体就在增长了。
Then all of a sudden you discover the body is growing.
我们真的爱中彼此尽功用来相助的话。
Then in love we are functioning to help one another.
其实基督的身体就被建立了。
And you see that the body of Christ is being equipped.
我的信息要结束了。
I'm coming to the conclusion of my message.
道理永远不能够代替我们属灵的实际。
These understanding can never replace the spiritual reality.
我们有没有活在一的里面，或是没有活在一的里面？
Whether we live in this oneness or whether we are not.
内行人一碰就知道了。
And those who are in this life understands it. The moment
我们有没有活在身体的里面，还是只是道理上知道身体，一碰就知道了。
Whether we are in this life or in understanding, we say we are in it. The moment we touch it, we know whether we were in it or not.
原谅我说，连外邦人不信主的人都可以知道的。
Forgive me for saying this. Even those who are on the outside, they will know.
我常常说，人类就人都只活这么一次。
And I often tell everybody, we only live but this once.
你们有没有想过，为什么你不是活在三千年前、六千年前
？Have you ever thought how come I wasn't born 3,000 years ago, 6,000 years ago?
你为什么不是活在英国，或是生在非洲？或是生在伊朗
How come you're not in England or you're in Africa or in Iran?
为什么我们生在这个时代
How come we are here in this generation? How come we're all here in America?
美国有五十个 state， 为什么在 California？ 那边有那么多，有那么漂亮的雪。
The 50 states in America, there's beautiful snow on the East Coast.
有佛罗里达的太阳。
The sun in Florida.
但是神为什么把你放在 Silicon Valley？
Yet God put you in Silicon Valley.
而且就让我们在同一个教会里面。
That we are here in the one church.
我们仍然相信神在这里配搭，神在这里有他的主权。
Because God is coordinating all things and He is sovereign.
当我们被放在一起的时候。
When we are placed together.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我需要你们。
I need all of you.
我也知道你们需要我。
And I know you need me.
我们所有人都彼此需要。
And we all need one another.
真正身体的见证。
The true testimony of this body.
真正一个合神心意的教会。
A church that is according to the heart of God.
真正一个能够容神又义人的教会生活。
A church life that could glorify God and benefit everyone.
决定是我们在基督里面我们真实的合一切实的相爱。
It's when we are truly one in Christ and we love one another.
我们愿意把最好的献给主。
And we want to give our very best to the Lord.
我们也愿意尽全力的来 function, 来尽我们的功用。
And with all of our might, we want to function and do our part.
能够在爱中建立他的身体。
That in love we would establish each other.
我曾经讲过。
And I shared this before.
有一种虫。
There's one particular worm.
长得像蚯蚓一样。
It looks like an earthworm.
当它到了繁殖后代的时候。
When it comes to the time for it to reproduce.
那个蛋都在它的这个母虫的肚子里面。
The eggs are all in the belly of the mom.
但是这个蛋要能够孵化，它需要鸟粪里面的一种化学成分。
And for the eggs to come to be hatched, it needs a particular chemical content.The dropping of birds.
那次我在电视上看到他们到他们繁殖的时代。
So when it comes time for the worm to reproduce,
所有的虫从土里面出来，升得高高的。
And all the worms will come out and erect itself.
等着那些海鸟下来吃它们。
And will wait for the birds to come and consume.
弟兄姊妹，那幅景象真的是深触我心。
And that particular scene touched my heart.
就在那个海边上，那么多的虫从地里面出来。
Just on the seashore, all these worms, they would just come up.
那个鸟就下来吃它们。
And the birds would come and just consume them.
然后镜头最后照的就是在鸟粪的里面生出了许多的小虫。
And then at the conclusion of these footages, we see that at the droppings of the birds, these small worms, they would crawl out.
死在我身上发动，生在别人身上发动。
Death is at work in my life, then life is at work in others.
当我们身上带着基督的死，带着十字架的工作的时候。
And when we carry the death of Christ, the work of the cross is on us.
基督的生命要从我们里面出来。
And then the life of Christ would come out of us.
我们要带给别人祝福。
And we're going to bring about blessings in others.
我们带给别人生命。
We're going to bring about life to others.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。